Welcome to the Jazzy Eyes Podcast, taking care of your vision with expert precision. Here's your host, Dr. Thuy Nguyen.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Jazzy Eyes Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf, joined by your host, Dr. Thuy Nguyen. Dr. Nguyen, always a pleasure. Nice to see you again.
Yes.
So I just wrapped up a couple of segments with Dr. Falco, and we were talking all about macular degeneration, specifically the dry variety of macular degeneration. We talked about what it is, how it comes about, and also some management and treatment type options. Now, there is another type of macular degeneration. It is the wet variety, and you are going. She alluded to what that was in a past episode, but I'm going to let you explain because this is all new to me. I learned a lot speaking to Dr. Falco. I'm interested to get into this. So please share with us a little bit about wet macular degeneration.
Right. So wet macular degeneration, it could start off as dry. So within the 10 layers of the retina in our eyes, there is a specific layer that's responsible for shunting in nutrients and shunting out waste. Unfortunately, with age, the cells that do that they aren't efficient as they used to be anymore. And so over time, we get some buildup of waste in our retina. This buildup of waste, it could be like metabolic byproducts or like fats, lipids. They get deposited in the retina in the form of what we call drusen. And then that's the beginning of the macular degeneration, right? The buildup of the waste there, it eventually damages the cells in the macula. And then these damaged cells, because they're damaged, they're calling out for help. You know, they're secreting like pro-inflammatory markers or like a specific chemical called VEGF, which promotes like abnormal blood vessel growths. And these blood vessels, they become leaky, and then they start to leak out like blood products or like plasma or waste in the retina. And so that's why we call it wet macular degeneration, because of the leakage.
Does it always start with the dry and then turn into wet? Or are there cases where it just onset immediately the wet kind?
Most of the time, the dry converts to the wet. Okay. Some people have a very rapid onset where it's dry then wet, or they can start with wet, or like one eye can have both dry and wet. So it's a case-to-case basis. It's different for everyone. Not all the time it starts as wet. Most of the time it is dry, although there is like a 10-15% that a dry can convert into the wet. And if you're a smoker, that risk doubles. Smoking is very bad for everything.
Yeah, that's exactly what Dr. Falco, I said she mentioned smoking, and immediately I was thinking, how does that affect that? And I asked her specifically what it is, and she said the same thing. It's just bad for everything, every part of your body, every process. So yeah, definitely.
And that's a major risk factor. There are like smaller things she probably talked about, like diet, UV protection, family history, all that stuff. But smoking is a huge no-no. Yeah. And that's why it's so important for you to get an eye exam every, 6 to 12 months, depending on, if there is family history, you want to get your eyes checked a little bit more frequent. But that's what we look for when you get an eye exam, is if you have dry, we want to make sure that it doesn't turn into wet, because the onset could be like very quick. And then all of a sudden, when you get the wet macular degeneration, what you're going to see is a black or like gray central spot, like wherever you're looking, right in the middle, it's like you're looking through a gray spot. And it's really annoying, because you can imagine then you can't read, or you can't do certain hobbies that you used to. You can't even sign checks. You lose a lot of the simple like activities of daily living.
I want to back up for a second so I can have a better understanding.
Right.
Dr. Falco mentioned the main distinction, and you alluded to it, between the dry and the wet is basically the blood, the presence of blood. So I want to dive into that a little bit more. What is it specifically that causes the blood to be released? Obviously, it has to do with the blood vessels. Can you kind of unpack that a little bit more, just so I have a better understanding of how it transitions from the dry to the wet?
Right. So the damaged cell in the dry form kind of secretes all of these chemicals that tell the surrounding cells, hey, I'm dying. I want you to grow new blood vessels to give me more nutrients and everything, because I'm dying. And so these chemicals make abnormal blood vessels grow into the macula. These are blood vessels that are not supposed to be there originally. And so they're not stable blood vessels. So when those abnormal blood vessels grow into the macula, they start to leak. They're not normal. They're not stable. They're leaky vessels. And that's how you get the wet version of the macula degeneration.
Absolutely fascinating.
Right. It's just all like the eye is trying to repair itself, but in doing so, it causes more harm than good.
I mean, the human body never ceases to amaze me. And I have a keen fascination with the human eye. It's just, it's mesmerizing how we've evolved to this. It really is crazy stuff. So anything else that you want to share about kind of the what it is and how it comes to be before we get into kind of management and treatment options?
That covers just the basic surface level of it. So then we'll get into the managed part and I'll let you know how, once there is conversion from dry to wet, what we can do.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks everyone for tuning in and we will see you on the next episode. Everyone take care.
Thank you for listening to the Jazzy Eyes podcast. For more information, visit jazzyeyes.com or contact 954-473-0100.